奉主耶稣圣名开始做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I start my testimony.
我很高兴神让我在 在这里做见证。
And I'm very happy that God has allowed me to bear testimony here.
因为我觉得大家弟兄姐妹坐在这边，还有我站在这边，这就是个见证。
Because I feel that brothers and sisters sitting here and me standing here, this is a testimony in itself.
因为我知道这条命是神赐给我的。
Because I know that this life is given to me by God.
在我小时候，在读幼稚园的时候
，and when I was young and in kindergarten，
有一次我，生病非常厉害。
There was this one time that I was extremely ill。
多虚弱呢
？And how weak was I？
我脸色发白。
I was pale。
嘴唇发紫。
And then my lips had turned purple。
然后四肢无力。
And I had no strength。
然后。非常严重，而且最奇怪的地方是
，and it was extremely serious. And the most strange thing was，
只要我稍微撞到
，that if I was lightly touched，
它就会淤青
，then I started to get a bruise，
而且不会好
，and then this bruise would not heal.
然后我爸妈就觉得这不对，这非常非常奇怪
，and so my parents thought that there's something strange that this isn't normal.
然后呢，然后我爸妈就带我去很多医院去检查。
And so my parents brought me to many different hospitals for examinations.
可所有的医生都只告诉我们同样的答案。
But all the doctors told us the same answer.
他只知道我们的，只知道我的血红素很低。
They only knew that my red blood count was very, red cell blood count was very low.
然后他说我的造血功能有问题。
And they said that there's something wrong with my ability to create new blood cells.
可他们不知道该怎么办。
But they don't know what to do.
这时候非常感谢神的是
，and so one thing that I thank God for。
这时候神预备了一个执事娘
，at that time there was a deacon's wife。
她是在医院工作的
，prepared by God that was working in the hospital。
她告诉我们在某一家医院里面有专门看这种病的门诊
，and then they she told us that there was a specialist in this specific hospital。
然后我们就去找那家医院的门诊
，and so we went to go find this hospital。
然后给医生检查。
And then when we when I went for the examination,
然后我们在回家等报告的时候
，and as we went home and were waiting for the results,
都在为这件事情祷告。
We were praying for this matter.
可是患难就临到我们家。
But then trials came upon our house.
在我们等报告的前几天
，and while we were waiting for the results,
医院就打电话来。
The hospital called.
他说要马上赶去医院。
I needed to go to the hospital immediately.
然后到了医院之后，因为非常紧急。
And when I got to the hospital, it was with great urgency.
医生说要马上住院。
The doctor said that you must live in the hospital now.
然后他跟我们说这是白血病。
And they told me that I had leukemia.
然后我们就住院。
And so I was admitted into the hospital.
对，然后起初我的身体非常不好
，and so at the beginning my body was in very bad shape。
所以我行动如果很累的时候
，and so everything I did I was very tired。
我爸都要抱我
，and then so my father needed to carry me。
虽然你们无法想象我怎么被抱起来
，and so even though you can't imagine me being carried。
但是那时候我爸真的非常的辛苦
，but at that time my father truly worked very hard。
可是这时候虽然我的情况非常危急。
And so even though my condition was very poor,
但是所有的弟兄姐妹都在为我祷告。
But all the brothers and sisters were praying for me.
当我在住医院的时候
，And while I was in the hospital,
有一天我妈拿了一串爱心的卡片给我。
There was this one day that my mother came in,
她说
with a string of cards.
这是爱心的卡片，都是爱心连起来的。
And they are all made of little hearts that are all stuck together.
然后因为我不认识字我才幼稚园
and so because I couldn't read because I was only in kindergarten
我妈就念给我听
my mother read it to me
念一念然后我就哭了
and then she read a few of them and then I started crying
你们可能很少在小时候会感受到感动到哭
and then perhaps when you are young it is very difficult to be moved to the point that you will cry
可是我那时候真的我当时听到后来
but then at that time I remember listening
我就把棉被盖起来
Until the point that I covered myself with my blanket.
然后说我想睡觉了。
And then I said I wanted to go to sleep.
然后我就慢慢自己哭这样子。
And then I just slowly cried to myself.
然后我知道这个让我哭的原因是。
And I knew that the reason why I was crying.
不只是这张卡片。
It was not just this card.
不只是弟兄姐妹的爱心。
It was not just the love of the brothers and sisters.
而是弟兄姐妹用耶稣的爱爱我。
But it was that Jesus, these brothers and sisters loved me with the love of Christ.
嗯，然后从我本来很不乖乖吃药。
And then at the, before, I did not take my medicine very, very obediently.
也不乖乖打针。
And then I did not like to receive the shots.
但从那天之后，我就很顺服。
But after that day, I was very submissive.
原来信上说，又跟我说要乖乖吃药。就是卡片上。
And on the card, it said,
说我要乖乖吃药。
It said to be a good boy and take your medicine.
然后从那天很神奇开始，我的病情就稳定了。
And so, very miraculously, from that day, my condition started to stabilize.
然后很神奇的是，一个月之后，医生说我可以出院了。
And then after that, very miraculously, a month after that, the doctor said I could leave the hospital.
但是病还没有好。
But my illness was not cured.
只是先稳定下来而已。
It was just stabilized first.
所以我们就是我还要接受化疗。
And so I still needed to undergo treatments.
然后化疗的药品要打六到七瓶。
And then so the treatment I needed to go to.
化疗。
I needed to go 6 to 7 treatments.
然后，所以就那个化疗就是那种打了会掉头发，然后会想吐的那种。
And the treatment I was to go undergo was the ones that would cause you to lose all your hair and for you to feel nauseous all the time.
起初我们很有信心的开始打这个化疗。
And at the beginning, we were very full of faith and just started the treatments.
但是直到第三瓶的时候。
But when it got to the third treatment,
那个医生告诉我们。
The doctor told us.
我的身体产生排斥。
And my body was rejecting it.
然后某个指数太高。
And one of my numbers was too high.
说这样子下去会有生命危险。
That if we continued with the treatment that... that it would start to harm my life.
这时候我们家眼前就一片漆黑，不知道该怎么办。
At that time, it just seemed like darkness was ahead of us. We didn't know what to do.
因为这时候有两种情况。
Because at this time, there are two different situations.
就是继续打这个化疗。
The first is that we continue with this, with the treatment.
但是医生必须等到我指数下降之后才可以继续。
But the doctors needed to wait until the certain numbers came down before they would continue.
但是如果医生没有控制好，
But if the doctors did not control everything well,
可能就小命不在了。
Then perhaps I wouldn't be standing here right now.
那第二条路，
The second way,
就是不要打。
Is to stop all treatment.
可是如果不要打的话，我们不知道以后会发生什么事情。
But if we stopped all treatment, we don't know what would happen in the future.
所以我弟兄姐妹还有父母都很极力为这件事情祷告。
And so all the brothers and sisters and my parents were praying for this very diligently.
如果是你，你会怎么做呢？
And so if it was you, what would you do?
我们现在看一节圣经。
And let us look at a verse in the Bible.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
三十章。
Chapter 30.
二十节到二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼。以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。有一次我爸在祷告的时候，
There was one day that my father was praying.
他听到圣灵跟他说，
He heard the Holy Spirit tell him.
三瓶就够了。
And then you have, three treatments is enough.
三瓶就够了。
Three treatments is enough.
我爸大受感动。
And then my father was greatly moved.
我们家也得到安慰。
And then my family was comforted.
我们就顺从圣灵的话。
And so we submitted to what the Holy Spirit told us.
跟医生说我们不打这个药了。
And told the doctors that we're not going to take the treatment anymore.
但是就当我们拿出信心的时候。
And but then when we were taking this faith out.
人的尽头就是神的起头。
Then the end of man is the beginning of God.
我的身体慢慢好起来。
My body started to improve.
然后，没有，是很快的好起来。
Oh, sorry, it improved very quickly.
对，那连医生都非常的惊奇。
And then the doctors were very amazed.
他跟我们说。
And they told us.
你们真该感谢你们的神。
You really ought to thank your God.
所以当医生说出这句话时。
And so when the doctor said this,
我们真的非常感谢神。
And we truly thanked God.
然后我的身体开始有力气。
And then I started to regain strength in my body.
精神也变好了。
And then my energy level was much better.
当我们回去门诊的时候，
And then when we returned home,
你看到我跟我爸在等待门诊。如果你看到我和我爸在等待门诊，
Oh, and when you saw me and my father waiting for the checkup,
你可能会问说，
And you may ask,
他哪里有病啊？
How is he sick?
因为我很明显的跟其他的孩子不同。
Because I was very different from all the other children there.
因为那个门诊就叫做白血病。
Because that checkup center was just for those with leukemia.
那些小朋友就是不是戴着帽子，不然就是很无力的躺在妈妈或是爸爸的身边。
If those children are not wearing hats, then they are just lying listlessly by their parent's side.
所以那些小孩子的妈妈还会问我爸说。
And then so these the parents of these other children would ask my father.
你是给你儿子吃什么补品？
And what kind of supplements did you give to your son?
当时我们真的只能不住的感谢神。
And then so we truly could not do anything but just to praise God.
我非常感谢神的是，现在到我都非常正常。
And I really thank God that up until now I'm very normal.
在我小学一年级左右的时候就已经停药了。
And that by the time I reached first grade, I could already stop the medication.
而且我最终的检查到现在。
And then in all of my checkups up until now,
都非常正常。
Everything is all back to normal.
在来到神训班以前，
And right before I came, before I came to this NYTS,
我又去做了一次检查。
I went to go for another checkup.
就是十几年来就一直走进同样的门诊。
And so for the past 10-something years, I've been walking into the same checkup center.
不同的是，
And what was different?
医生一样。
The doctors are the same.
但是我从这么小变这么高。
But then I started so small and I ended up so big.
所以医生其实看到我都非常高兴。
And so every time the doctors see me, they are very happy.
不过医生还在这次看我的时候跟我突然很严肃地跟我讲说。
And then this time when I went to go see the doctor, they told me very strictly.
他说我现在完全不担心你的白血病。他说我现在完全不担心你的白血病。
Oh, they told me that I no longer have any last traces of leukemia.
但是他又说，
But they also said,
我现在很担心你的体重。
I'm very worried about your weight.
当时我不知道该笑还是在哭。
And at that time, I didn't know whether I should laugh or cry.
所以我只好感谢神。
So I just know that I need to praise the Lord.
但是这个病其实持续的影响我。
But I know that this illness has affected me.
而且它是以神的恩典方式一直影响我。
But it has affected me in the ways of God's grace.
第一
First,
我只接受了三瓶的化疗。
I only took these three treatments.
我们都知道这些化疗对身体非常不好。
We all know that these treatments are extremely harmful to the body.
所以我爸妈还有我回想起来。
And so when me and my parents remember on this,
这就是神给我的恩典。
This is a grace from God.
他让我接受最少的伤害。
He allowed me to receive only the least amount of harm.
然后伸手医治我。
And then he stretched out his hand to heal me.
第二。
Secondly.
我还记得当时那张卡片。
I still remember that card on that time.
虽然我不知道我妈把它放去哪了。
Even though I don't know where my mom put it.
但是每当我想起那张卡片。
But every time I remember that card.
我就会告诉自己。
I will tell myself.
不要离开教会。
Do not leave the church.
因为永远会有人为你祷告。
Because there is always somebody praying for you.
还有，打针的记忆。
And then,
就是打针的记忆。
And then I remember, receiving these shots.
因为白血病患者必须接受抽骨髓的检查。
Because, in the diagnosis for leukemia, they must take out some bone marrow.
就是从背后把针插进去。
And then they'll insert the needle through your spine.
我还记得我当时第一次在右，就是刚发病的时候打第一次。
And I remember that I was in kindergarten when they took the first sample.
那个护士跟我爸很郑重的讲说。
And then the nurse told my father very seriously.
你压你儿子那一边。
You need to press down on your son.
我们压你儿子这边。
And then we'll press down on this side.
因为那个针是打在脊髓里面。
Because it goes, the the needle goes into the vertebrae.
所以如果乱动的话，会很危险。
And so if your child moves, then it is very dangerous.
我还记得当时的痛。
I still remember the pain.
就好像把你的脊椎折断一样。
It is like if you take your spine and you snap it.
但是这又是另一个恩典。
But this is also a grace.
我长时间要打这样子的针。
I needed to get shots like this for a long period of time.
因为必须长期接受检查。
Because I needed to go get checkups every so often.
但是后来我是怎么打这个针的。
But then afterwards, how did I get this?
我自己想起来都觉得很神奇。
And I think of it myself, and it's very miraculous.
我的堂哥有送我一台 Game Boy.
And then my cousin gave me a Game Boy.
我到时候是边打 Game Boy 边打针。
And then so I started playing a Game Boy while I was getting the shot.
可是我自己知道我不是因为打 Game Boy 所以不会痛。
But I know in my heart that it wasn't because I was playing Game Boy that it wasn't hurting.
我知道那是神帮我减轻我的痛苦。
I know it is that God was taking away part of my pain.
但是我还是记得那种痛。
But I still remember the pain.
我相信是神让我要记得他的恩典。
I believe it is God that wants me to remember his grace.
还有第四
And then fourth,
就是虽然我的病好了
Even though my illness was healed,
但是我的身体还是很容易生病
But I am still very easily sick.
一学期我可以生病三次
And in one semester, I can get sick three times.
我起初我非常不谅解
And at the first, I couldn't understand why.
为什么我比别人容易生病
Why is it easier for me to get sick than other people?
每当我很无力地躺在床上时
And then whenever I'm lying on the bed
那时我还不懂
I still didn't understand
只是问神说为什么会这样
But I would just ask God why is it so
但是后来
But later
我想通了
I finally understood
我知道是神告诉我
I know that it is God telling me
要我记得这个他的恩典
That he wants me to remember his grace
并且告诉我
And to tell me
是我是你健康的
that I am the one who gives you your health.
然后，等一下，我想我要做什么？好，最后我要感谢。
And lastly, I'd also like to give thanks.
我感谢神预备一个执事娘带我们。引导我们该去哪家医院。
I give thanks that God prepared this deacon's wife to tell us where to go.
我感谢神垂听我们的祷告。
I thank God that he listened to our prayers.
感谢神亲自用圣灵告诉我吧。
I thank God that he personally told my father through the Holy Spirit.
该如何行。
What to do.
感谢神医治我。
And thank God that he healed me.
使我在这里能为他做见证。
That I can be here to bear testimony for him.
愿我的见证
and may my testimony
能造就现在在场所有的弟兄姐妹
edify all brothers and sisters here
能增强你们的信心与信仰
to strengthen your faith
愿一切荣耀归于天上的父神耶稣基督
may all the praise and glory be unto our heavenly father Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
感谢主耶稣
and thank God
有时候我们把健康当作理所当然的事情。
And sometimes we often take our health for granted.
啊，我们从来不会去想说，如果主若不愿意啊，
and、
主若不愿意，其实我们不会像现在这么健康啊。
And we never stop to think, what if God is not willing, then we would not be this healthy.
所以有时候，当我们到一些像是那种 nursing home 啊，或者是一些复健的中心去哦。
And so sometimes when we go visit a nursing home or we go visit a rehabilitation center.
有时候看看他们，想想自己。
And when we see them, we should think about ourselves.
我们就会懂得感恩。
Then we will know how to give thanks.
我们不会在一天到晚抱怨哦。
We will not complain daily.
啊，这个不够，那个不好。
I don't have enough of this, or this was not good enough.
神为什么不给我这个，不给我那个
？Why doesn't God give me this? Why doesn't God give me that?
神给我们的已经够多了。
God has already given.More than enough.
你看利威从幼稚园就要经历过这样的痛啊。
And you see how he went through this pain since he was in kindergarten.
啊，但是啊，真的是神在他的生命当中啊，借着这样的痛，给他留下特别的恩典啊。
But truly, we can see that God through this pain has given him special grace.
啊，所以他从小就很乖哈、哦。
So since he was little, he was very obedient.
叫他打针就打针，叫他吃药就吃药哈、哦。
To take a shot, he takes a shot. To take medicine, he takes the medicine.
标准的好弟兄哦。
And this is a good brother.
OK, 好，那我们下一个哈，我们请 Jasmine 呢。
And so next we ask Sister Jasmine.